It's the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. Glad to still be alive. Sure, why not? Hope you're glad too. 1-800-947-3979. FreeBeerandHotWings.com. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, at FBHW Show. I'm Free Beer, one of the hosts. And do you guys remember, Tommy, our phone screener, do you remember when he was talking about his bucket list that day? And we're like, half of that stuff's available, and like half of it's bad.
It was like,
get hit by lightning.
Eat a Toblerone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One's cool, though.
Although mine was eat beef Wellington.
Yeah.
So I can't.
You did it.
You checked one off.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
But before the show today, Tommy said, check something off my bucket list yesterday.
What?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. The reason that this one is such a big deal is because it's incredibly situational and it is not up to me if it happens. So yesterday I was driving home from my, I was driving to the bar for my soccer game.
Did you say driving to the bar for your soccer game?
From. Wait. That would work too.
Hot start. Cool.
Yeah. You sound like a kid who shouldn't be behind the wheel of a car.
Well, two people were very happy I was behind the wheel of a car.
Okay.
Because for the first time in my life, as I was driving down the street, a guy stuck his thumb out and I gave somebody a ride.
Oh my God.
Oh, you picked up a hitchhiker.
Yes.
A hitchhiker.
Cool.
Not just one somebody, but two somebodies. I don't know what the guy in the back seat, I don't know his name, but the guy that sat in my passenger seat, his name was Martin. And I said, "Hi, Martin, where am I bringing you, man? What do you need?" And he goes, "Are you serious?" I said,
"He's
sure.
Like, what, you're doing this like a taxi?"
Yeah. And so he's like, "Well, did you bring us to the liquor store?" And I said,
so, okay, are you guys as shocked as I am that, A, this was something that was important for Tommy to do? Wait to hear the other half that he wants. But also that he immediately brought in a number of people to his car that were strangers that outnumbered him.
Yeah, that's
and
alarming.
Put them in his blind spot and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've done the same.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
That's, I was going to say, this has Kelly energy to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my girlfriend was driving behind me, and when she saw me pull over, she just was not pleased with me on that one. But yeah, so all my friends were at the bar, and meanwhile, I'm driving Martin and his friend around, and Martin's like, "So did you grow up here?" I'm like, "Yeah, man, like I'm from Grand Rapids, blah, blah, like where are you from?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm from just down south a little bit." And I'm like, "How'd you end up here?" And I said, "Well, my friend in the back seat." And I said, "Yeah, I'm actually moving today and tomorrow. And so we're having like one last hurrah." And I'm like, "Oh, wow, that's great, man. Where are you moving to?" "Oh, I'm moving to Kentucky. I just got out of prison today."
"Oh.
Wow.
All right.
What for?"
"What for?"
Yeah, everybody's asking that question.
You don't ask, man.
Carjacking and manslaughter.
I know. Could you imagine? I forgot to ask that important tidbit. I just kind of blew over it.
Forgot or you were afraid?
I was just like, "Oh." And in my head, I'm like, "This is why people don't hitchhike."
What? That's the first thing when somebody's like, "Oh, yeah, I got out of prison," or "Oh, yeah, they died." My immediate thought is, "Why were you in prison? How'd
yeah.
they die?"
Yeah. Yes.
I can't believe you didn't immediately ask that.
Well, especially since you're doing them the favor. I mean, the least they could do, because obviously I would assume they didn't pay you for your services, but they could at least pay you an information.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't do that, but I did learn. He goes, "Yeah, I'm moving to Kentucky. I just got out of prison." I said, "That seems surprising. How are you going to another state after you just got out of prison?" He goes, "Oh, it's okay. All my charges were dropped. Like, it's no big deal." And I said, "Oh, okay."
Oh, so he's innocent.
So you're out of prison, but all your... Sounds like you met an amazing person.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So, yeah. Right.
Wrongfully accused.
Thank you, Martin.
So the other half of your bucket list on this particular item is to hitchhike yourself?
Yes, I want to be the one that sticks my thumb out and gets picked up. That'd be so cool. That just doesn't happen these days. It's a social experiment of trust, and I trust Martin with my life.
Well, that's dumb.
You do. Mm-hmm.
How far do you want to go? You're just talking like you want to hitchhike to the liquor store like Martin and his friend? Or
get to Key West.
Yeah. Dude, I want to go for a while. Like, I want to be in, like, the truck driver, you know, like, during a semi. I want to use a CB radio. That'd be so cool.
Okay.
And
you want the whole experience.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, maybe even sleep in his little bed in the back. How cool would that be?
You might be sleeping permanently.
I'm sure.
Pull this stunt off.
With the fishes.
He'd allow that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I ended up bringing Martin to a store that was closed in accident. But after I learned that he was a felon, and that his ex-fiance, he said, was crazy. I was
sure.
Like, I think, I don't think she's the problem here, buddy. Bye. So that was exciting for me.
Well, that's a big day, man.
I know. I wish I'd asked him why he was in prison. I don't know why I didn't think to do that.
Go back to the liquor store. See if he's still there.
Yeah.
He probably is.
I doubt he went to Kentucky overnight.
No.
You don't go to the liquor store and then decide to travel a long ways if you don't have a car.
Yeah.
How far could have he gotten?
Probably not very far.
Probably just down the street.
Were you even curious to wonder how he was going to get to Kentucky today when he needed a ride to the liquor store yesterday?
Huh.
And even then, when you picked him up and said, where do you want to go? He's like, I don't know. I guess to the liquor store. He didn't even have a plan.
Yeah. No,
but you trust that he has a plan to get to Kentucky today?
He didn't even have a liquor store in mind. He said, do you know any around here? I'm like, what? You said,
well, the man's been locked up, man.
Well, he doesn't seem like a very physically fit human being, though. There's like a liquor store every three blocks in this city.
Right.
I mean, it's not that hard to get to one.
Hmm.
Even without a map or a plan, walk in one direction, you'll find one.
Yeah, good point. That's where they're walking, and I brought them there anyway. So, Martin, good luck with your move today, buddy. Let me know if you need help carrying that couch.
You think he's listening?
Yeah.
He has a couch?
Yeah, you think he's got a couch? He just got out of prison.
No, he probably doesn't. Oh, poor Martin.
And you don't even know this other person's name?
You should buy him a couch.
Nope, don't even know his name. He didn't say a single word.
Hmm. My God, you're so lucky you don't have a knife in your neck right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I just don't think that far ahead, you guys.
Yeah, good old TomBenet Ramsey in there. Yeah. Good Lord.
Oops.
Good morning, I'm Steve. I tried to hitchhike once.
You did?
Yeah, it was. I told you guys about it, too. And it was maybe 15 years ago. And it was, I was going on a run. And it was when I was really into running and, like, training for a big race. Maybe a marathon or a half marathon or something. And so I had to do I think it was like a 10 or 12 mile run one night. So I got out there and I'm running and running and running, hit about 6 miles, 7 miles, and my body just shut down. And I was like, there's no way that I can do this. But I was 3 or 4 miles from home, so I knew it was going to take me forever to walk home.
Mm-hmm.
So I thumbed it. I stuck my thumb out and I tried to hitch a ride and nobody would pick me up.
Not a soul.
Not a soul. Again, that was 15 years ago.
Does it kind of bum you out that Tommy picked up, like, a felon?
Yeah.
And his mute friend?
Yeah, I thought
a second later, and you were like, hey, I'm just a runner who's sad.
I'm just tired. Please, please give me a ride.
I did the same thing, Steve, when I was in high school running cross country. We were on the 6 mile loop, and we were literally 3 miles from the school. I was on the back apex of this loop, and my bowels hit. I went, oh, this is terrible. And our loop, thankfully, was like on a dirt backcountry road, so it wasn't highly traveled. So I ran up into the woods and did my thing. And at that point, I go, another kid was running with me. And he was just kind of hanging out waiting, which I appreciated. And
that was nice of him.
It was. But I'm like, we are so far behind the group right now. This is terrible. And at that age, it's like the most embarrassing thing in the world that you have a body that functions and things happen sometimes.
Totality one, I go number two.
And so,
true.
Our coach and the team, none of us would leave until everyone was back from a run. That was just the thing. So it was like, oh, Jesus, this is brutal. This
everybody
is
has
so
to wait
bad.
For you and you went number two.
So we got done and I came back down to the road and we start running again. And I see a pickup and I go, dude, I'm doing this. Because I knew, I go, well, I don't want to hitchhike, but if I get into the bed, what's the worst that's going to happen? Like, he's got to go, like, right into town. We can jump out, I mean, if he slows down, if he's a creep. And so we hopped in the bed of the truck. He stopped and picked us up and drove us, like, a mile and a half. And I hit the top of the cab, and he slowed. I go, this is the road we got to, or this is the trail we got to go by. And we jump out of the back and run the extra, half a mile or whatever it was.
Feeling good.
Oh, my God. But everyone's like, what happened?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Didn't you, cramp. After, weren't we at some event one time?
Yeah, Bistro Bella Vita.
Was that when you picked up two people and they were like, can you just give us a short ride? And next thing you know, you were driving them like 15 minutes?
Yeah, that was, that wasn't a great idea.
Tommy, you'd have loved this. Hot Wings had no sensible decision-making when it came to his own safety. Very similar to you.
It was an older couple, and they were really nice, and they were well-dressed. And older,
nicely dressed people have never done anything wrong.
No, definitely not. But, like, I have a hard time saying no when somebody directly asks, like, hey, we're kind of hosed here. Is there any way you could possibly give us a ride a few blocks that way? Or I don't remember if their car was out of gas or a ride didn't show up or what. I don't remember the scenario, but they said,
didn't they
you?
Keep moving the goalposts
a little bit?
Like when you,
as
like,
we were
okay,
going.
Okay, but it's a little further.
It's just this way. Yeah.
It's 800 more miles.
And, but I had my regular cab pickup. So the woman was sitting next to me and the guy was sitting next to her. So I go, well, they're in a line and I can see them. And I had a knife next to me in the door. And I go, if it gets squirrely, somebody's getting a box cutter.
Wait, a knife or a box cutter?
It was a box cutter.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean.
But they were older and the lady definitely didn't look like she could overpower me. So I was like, well, worst case scenario, I jump out and the car keeps moving and they die. Like, you know. But it was all fine. They were super nice. I got them where they went. They thanked me up and down when they got out and said bye. But it was a little bit of a sketchy area of a town. So I was like, oh, this is, I don't like where this is going at all.
Doesn't it suck that you can't just like trust?
I mean, yeah.
You know, it'd be nice if you could just go, hey, I would like to help these people like you did. I mean, you did and it worked out.
Yeah.
But everyone you tell that story to is like, man, what the hell are you doing?
My gut instinct was that they were safe. And I was right, but thankfully my gut was right because it could have been wrong and I could have been dead.